I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to have you here today. Let's start with the Panama Papers, that massive document leak detailing how the wealthy and powerful hide their money. The leak claimed its first political victim today. The Prime Minister of Iceland resigned after the Panama Papers revelation that he and his wife own an offshore company. The scandal is causing a big enough stir that President Obama weighed in.
Tax avoidance is a big global problem. It's not unique to other countries. Because, frankly, there are folks here in America who are taking advantage of the same stuff. A lot of it's legal, but that's exactly the problem.
The president called on the Treasury Department to close tax loopholes to make it harder for companies to stash cash offshore. We're going to look at the Panama Papers from a couple of different angles today. First of all, they're not actual papers. They're electronic documents, more than 11 million of them. That's 2.6 terabytes of raw data. And right there, we wanted to know, how can we even make sense of so much data? Timothy McGrath is a digital editor in our newsroom. Tim, you've been digging into this side of the story, just the size alone of the data leak. Put that into context. What does 2.6 terabytes mean in terms of the magnitude of this leak and what's in it?
Right, Marco. So I would say that the size of the leak is one of the biggest stories about it. 2.6 terabytes, that's 2,600 gigabytes. So for a little bit of context, if you look at other major data leaks in recent history, you've got Edward Snowden's surveillance leaks. Those are around 60 gigabytes estimated to be. The WikiLeaks diplomatic cables sent to the State Department, those are around 1.7 gigabytes. So again, we're talking orders of magnitude larger.
It's huge.
Let me just throw a few numbers at you about what's inside those 2.6 terabytes. First of all, in terms of time, you've got 40 years of operations that it's covering. You've got 4.8 million emails. You've got 3 million database files. And you have around 2 million PDF documents. You know, also buried in there, you've got 214,000 different companies. So you've got connections also to around 140 politicians, close associates, 12 heads of state. So these are big numbers.
Data going back 40 years and including everything up until the end of 2015. So how did journalists make sense, any sense, out of all of this? Did someone read all 11.5 million documents of data?
Yeah, you just start at page one, Marco, and start reading. No, the short answer to that is no. You know, this operation was really being headed up by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, and they organized 400 journalists at around 109 different media organizations and spent a year digging into this giant cache. So it's a huge operation. Then there's also a sort of technological story happening here because humans can't dig through this amount of data. Thank God we have computers. On the front end, the platform that journalists ended up actually using to dive into this data looked something like Google. So the computer would then help them dig into this sort of massive cache and start pulling out some of the network connections and start telling some of the stories that are the sorts that you see in the headlines on your Twitter feed for the last 36 hours or so. And so we've barely scratched the surface of the data contained in this leak. Who knows what else is in there?
Yeah, more to come, no doubt. Tim McGrath with our digital team here at The World. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.